Welcome to the Saguaro Minute, a short program about all things saguaro, beloved icon of the Sonoran Desert. I'm your host, Kimmy Eisel. Today I'm speaking with Don Swan. He's a biologist in Saguaro National Park, where he studies plants and animals in that ecosystem. He's been involved in a long-term monitoring project of the saguaro cactus. What can you tell us about the health of the cactus in the park over time?
The saguaro has a really interesting history in the park. There were a large number that were seen to be dying in the late 30s and early 40s, and visitors and the Park Service was really concerned about that. Essentially, there were two things that were happening with saguaros in the cactus forest area, which is at the foothills of the Rincons. One is that some of the older individuals were dying, and then the other kind of longer-term problem was that we weren't getting enough establishment of young saguaros. I mean, the good news is that that changed in the 1960s, right up until the early 1990s, and we just had literally tens of thousands of new saguaros coming into the park.
Wow, like a swarm.
Like a swarm.
And it's important to study saguaros over time and over generations, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that we all can learn from saguaros is that this is a plant that lives longer than we do. So a lot of the data that we use to understand what's going on with the saguaro in the park today is actually based on long-term monitoring plots that were set up in the 1940s and that have been monitored ever since. So some of these plots have been monitored continuously every single year since 1941, which is a remarkable achievement, probably the longest running monitoring program in any national park.
What's your favorite thing about this particular plant?
One of the really fascinating things about saguaros is that they're ecologically important even after their death. So when they do fall to the ground and begin to rot, and many of the listeners are probably aware of that really ripe smell that some of us really like to smell. There are many insects that actually live in the rotting saguaro and depend upon that. As they become skeletons, and these skeletons can last in the desert for many years, they are home to lizards, like tree lizards. They are home to pack rats, to even birds, and lots of other life forms. So they can continue to give to the desert even long after they've died.
Do you have a favorite saguaro in the park?
I don't. I really, I kind of appreciate all of them, even the ugly ones.
What would be an ugly one?
Well, you know, saguaros bear a lot of scars. They bear the scars of particular freezes that may have stunted their growth at one point. They bear the scars of animals that have chewed on them during drought periods, of nurse trees that might have rubbed against them, or even the scars from people. I think those scars are something that all life forms have, even humans. And so, you know, you'll see these saguaros really kind of recover from some pretty traumatic events.
Still standing.
And still standing, yeah.